Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Right? Yeah. Would that be from anything? Yeah. I mean, understand it's bondage. Go through all your life unhappy with yourself. Now see, I realize I got a number of people. You're hesitant about even nodding your head and agreeing with me because this has been such a sore spot with you. Well, first of all, I hadn't said anything to you about what size you ought to be or what weight you ought to be or what shape. That's none of my business. None. But I've had people just get mad at me because I told them Philippians 4:13 is true. You can do it. Amen. Yeah, but you don't understand, Brother Keith. Yeah, and you're not listening. Brother Keith didn't write Philippians 4:13. But the Keith didn't write Mark 9:23. I want to know, do you believe that?
Yes.
All things are possible to him that believes. Then it is possible to overcome in this area. If you want to lose weight, lose it, keep it off. If you want to gain weight, gain it, keep it. It is possible, isn't it? It is. Say it out loud, it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah, but it's so hard. Why would you say that against yourself? I've a good minister friends of mine. Good people, love God, know God, preach the word, operate in the power of the Spirit, but have been, 150 pounds above where they ought to be for decades. And I've had them look at me and say, well, my metabolism, it's just so slow. I don't know what's wrong. My metabolism, and I just look at anything and gain 10 pounds. These are the same people that get up and preach confession and faith and the power of your words. Amen. But see, so many times when you've been saying something for decades, you don't realize what, you don't hear yourself. Don't use your words against yourself. Use them for yourself. Amen. What was that woman saying, Phyllis? No, what was she confessing? She said, my metabolism is supercharged. Supercharged. Not a draggy, slow metabolism, but a bonfire. And she said, she's confessing, I lose weight easily. This is in her heart. And this is in her mouth. And this is changing her body. Did you hear now? The doctor didn't know this. He examines her. He says, what's going on with your thyroid? You taking something? Can a confession affect your thyroid?
Yes.
Can a confession affect your metabolism?
Yes.
That's what he's seeing evidence of this, and she's losing weight. Oh, but friends, so many Christians have, they laugh about it and go, well, boy, I... Once on the lips, forever on the hips, that's just the way I am. Now listen. We're laughing, but is it funny?
No.
Is it funny to have hips twice the size you want to have?
No.
And people say, well, Brother Keith, you don't understand. I've had 5 children. And once you've had 5 children, your hips. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Because I know of mothers who've had 7. Did you hear me? And look wonderful. Now, I hadn't called anybody's name. We had said anything about a weight number. It's not about a weight. Somebody said, well, what my weight number? Get numbers off your mind. It's not about a dress size or a pant size. It's about you feeling good, being happy with yourself, feeling like you look good.
Yeah.
Not feeling like you got something else to do. but that you're there. You're where you want to be. Amen?
Amen.
Is it possible to get that?
Yes.
Is it possible to have? Can you get it?
Yes.
Can you have it?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you must believe the truth and not lies. Listen to this now. When people hear the truth, they respond in either faith or unbelief. Coupled with it, that they respond in either humility or pride. When people are very, very touchy about the subject of weight and get angry, get miffed, that is pride. I know there's some undergirding fear and other things going on, but it's pride. Humility receives the truth. Pride resists. Let me say this a different way. Anything any goal you reach in life, it'd be by the grace of God, isn't it? Don't care who you are. It's by the grace of God. And who does God give His grace to?
The humble.
Is that right? God gives grace to the humble. Well, the humble acknowledge the truth. They admit the truth. The truth. We talked last year about some of these things, and I talked about me having about 20 extra pounds I wanted to get rid of. I still got them. But I'm not confused about why they're there. Huh? I know exactly why they're there. Too much candy. Too many late night Dagwood sandwiches. I'm a studying man. I'm up or I'm doing something. And I think, boy, you know, a smoked turkey and cheese with brown mustard would really hit the spot right now. But 11:30 is no time to be eating big sandwiches. I'm not confused and I'm not making excuses about my metabolism or about that I'm so busy in my hectic schedule. I had a fellow tell me that this one time, he was about 70 pounds above where he wanted to be, and he said, you know, I'm carrying this weight for the gospel. He was serious. A minister. That's what he told me. I started to laugh and I realized he's serious, so I kind of... And he said, no, really, I am. You know, by obeying the call and you know, I'm always in a different place and time zone. And I had been living that lifestyle for 20 years. I knew exactly what he's talking about. I mean, you go out and people love you and they want to feed you good. And maybe the best cooks in their church have fixed grandma's special and it's 11 o'clock and they're all watching to see how you like it. And if you don't get three helpings and go, whoo, that's good, give me some more, then you feel like you hadn't really received. And then people want to take you to the better restaurants. They want to take you to the ones that cook in real butter and make stuff, you know, fresh. But then people will make excuses and go, well, you know, it's because of the gospel. I'm just carrying this for the Lord. Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. And yet people do believe different variants of that and different forms of that. People say, well, I was born with an endomorphic body physique. Endomorph means, you know, you tend towards gaining weight easily and you tend to be more short and stout. Where, what is it, ectomorphic is you're thinner and that kind of thing. Well, it's genetic. And that means I have to accept it. Well, excuses will undermine your faith. Did you hear me? All of that stuff. Well, I have a slow metabolism. Mama had a slow metabolism. Grandma had a slow metabolism. It just runs in the family. Or, you know, my lifestyle. What are you saying? It's not possible for me. That's not possible. So then the next thing is, well, let's just accept who we are. Well, you can say the same thing about finances. Did you hear me? Just my lot in life. You know, I didn't have the breaks and I wasn't able to go to school and I haven't had the contacts and that's all right. I love God. Well, that's great that you love God, but it is a lie to believe you're stuck. Amen. And you can't have a different situation, because if that were true, then Mark 9:23 wouldn't be true. Amen. That all things are possible to him that believes. And it wouldn't be true, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things. That means I can get it. I can have it. Amen. If it's important enough to you, and if you do want it. Or like I said, if you say, Brother Keith, I have already achieved there. I'm there. Wonderful. Then you apply this to another area. All of us have yielded to the flesh. There's not a one of us in here that hadn't yielded to the flesh repeatedly and extensively. We all know about giving in to the flesh. But it cost you. I said it cost you. It hurt you on the inside. People who are not comfortable with the way they look act differently. Pull back. Don't attend situations they should attend. Don't go out with people that they should go out with. Did you hear? Don't fellowship with people that they should. Why? Because they're self-conscious. They're uncomfortable. Won't volunteer to do things where people would see them. Did you hear me? It's crippling. And it's not God. I said it's not God. When you and I can be overcomers. I believe in miracles. I believe if there was something wrong with your metabolism, God can fix it. Amen. If there was something wrong with your glands, God can fix it. Yes. He's a healer. Amen. He made the body. Yes. Amen? Amen? He can do miracles inside the body if you can believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grace and Truth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R102. That's R102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.